Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Let's give you guys a peek in our office here for just 1 second. Hmm. You know, I've been bitching about the printers in the office for how long now?
Forever.
I specifically have one in my office that just flips me off every single day.
If you've seen the movie War Games, it's actually the printer that Joshua used.
Yes.
In that movie, 1979, Matthew Broderick.
I have never, and this is no exaggeration, probably twice. Twice in the 9 years that I've been here, I've hit print and actually had it print my document correctly. It's always warming up or jammed or whatever. Twice in
sometimes it just says F you on the screen.
Yeah.
You didn't even say warming up. And when it does print, Bert has the same reaction as our $1,000 winner just a couple minutes ago. Screams. He's falling to his knees. Then he tries to remember what he was doing so he could reenact the same thing. Okay, I was chewing a piece of gum. I had a blue pen in my right hand and a notebook under my arm. And I think I was kind of kneeling on the chair. So the next day he reenacts that same.
I've tried to kill the thing. I mean, literally one day Jeff walked in here and there was like the blood residue of ink in my office because I thought I had finally killed it. And sure enough, they reconstructed it.
It was on your face, Braveheart.
It was.
Bert walks in,
I was wearing it like war paint.
War paint, right.
He had tattoo, and then he tried to offer me a drink of toner, the way he used to drink the blood of the first animal you slay. Bert's like, have some toner, man.
And then it regenerated.
Yes.
So it came back to life.
Die.
It's like unreal. So I found out today, and my computer, my printer is not the only one of this model in the office. Mm-hmm. There are like four or five that are all the same.
And all don't work.
And all of them work the same way. They all suck.
Yeah.
They all suck. And I found out today probably why. And this is no joke. Brandon, when you went to check the printer today, what did you find out?
Manufactured in 1989.
What?
We have printers in our office from 1989.
Wow. I believe
what?
It.
What?
Well, Melissa talks about she used to work. She got hired by Jimmy Barron when the morning X was baby. It was a lowercase X.
What, it was just a little X.
Yeah, it was a little tiny X.
And those printers were the ones that I used.
Yes.
What year were you born, Wendy?
85.
I was born in 88.
88. These printers are almost as old as intern Brandon.
Wow.
89?
Wow.
So now we know why, at least.
Yeah.
Well, can we get a new one?
No, we can't get cups in here.
What about if we upgrade to like 1995? Can we get a 95 printer?
They said, you know, as soon as it breaks, we'll go ahead. We'll get new ones. But we've tried.
We can arrange
everything.
That to happen.
No, you can't.
You can.
We've done
back.
It.
This is the same office that has no cups, no coffee, no. I mean, like, we can't find anything. No spoons, no forks.
You can't.
Well, the technology was bad before. I mean, it doesn't have to do with the company. The technology has always been bad. Like when we worked for a different company, it was terrible too.
It's 1989 bad.
Right.
That's when it's been here from. And you can't kill it, Brandon. It's like that Chucky doll. It just keeps coming back.
I mean, I know people. They can make it go disappear.
Hey, you know what, though? In good news, though, is that printer turns 21 this year, which means we can buy it its first drink.
Yay! Can we pour it on it so it just dies?
It won't die, apparently.
It won't die. Bert beat the ass out of it. Like, broke it. You were here.
I shattered it.
There are chunks of the printer in the garbage, and it disappeared. And there was a dust spot on his desk where it was. Because I remember, I took a picture of the printer, and a little candle, and a little cross, and I put it there. like it was a roadside memorial. And the next day.
But Jesus came and saved it then.
Yes! It reappeared.
By Jesus, you mean our engineering staff.
And it actually scared us because Bert and I were in there, and I look over where my little candle was burning, and the printer was back.
It was like Chucky came back.
And I'm pretty sure I had the same reaction as all the people in the Burger King commercials when they look out, and the king is in the yard creeping out their window.
Or there's someone with small hands eating a cheeseburger.
Yes.
1989 printers. Okay, and then there's this on the air yesterday. Wendy, you want to reenact
happened on the air?
We actually have audio of this.
No, it was around 6 o'clock. I come in here to do afternoon traffic, and I'm just starting my traffic report, and all of a sudden, man down, Johnny freaking takes a spill. Like, I'm talking like it was like tree trunk just fell in the woods, and all I heard was a big wham. And granted, this is when I just started my traffic. So this is on the air, and I'm starting my traffic report, and all I see is Johnny disappear. I hear wham, and then all of a sudden I lose it.
Now, here's how the two tie in together, is that the chairs in here, most of them have one wheel on them that's just slightly off. Either if you lift the chair up, it falls, or it's just you have to balance yourself on three wheels all afternoon long.
But he didn't notice that there wasn't a wheel on it.
And if that's the problem, is we have to check. We have guests come in studio who are going to use chairs. Some people prefer to stand. If they prefer to sit, we actually have to physically look at the bottom of the chair.
To make sure we don't kill a celebrity.
Because we have to make sure that all the wheels are on it, because we've all come pretty accustomed to quick balance.
Sometimes it's a chair. It's like playing chair roulette.
Yes.
Like, you don't know which chair you had, the one that has the third wheel that's just jacked up until you're sitting in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a celebrity that's come in and we've all, no.
Don't sit there!
Don't sit in the chair! Out there!
I took a bullet for Chili once. Like, no! Jumped on the chair.
So this is yesterday around 6 o'clock, and this is Johnny O'Sha. And you're just going to hear him take a fall.
Three right lanes blocked there as crews work that injury crash and vehicle fire dealing with the heavy delays. All the way back to Highway 166. Taking a look at the top end, 285 eastbound. That earlier stall right around Chandler Dunwoody has been cleared, seeing brake lights from there over to Spaghetti Junction all the way down to Highway 78. 75 northbound, still around a 26-minute drive from the perimeter up to Wade Green Road, and 400 northbound finally cleared out that earlier crash right around McFarland. Traffic brought to you by Simply Smart Milk. When you're queuing.
So sorry, that was me falling out of my chair.
I couldn't identify the exact place where he fell.
It's 2 seconds into it.
2 seconds in.
Three right lanes blocked there. Johnny's okay.
Let's talk about Wendy's.
Three right lanes blocked there as crews work that injury crash.
Yeah, he's done.
Let's talk about Wendy's laughing. Because here's the guy that you work with every single day, all of a sudden falls, like gone. You can't even see him.
People falling is funny.
It is funny. Well, there's the moment that you realize they're okay. First, you're concerned.
Yeah. There is
they're
no...
okay. And then it's a cathartic, I mean, it just got to get out.
Right. I understand that. But listen, there is no concern at all. Like, listen to the laughter start the minute he disappears.
There was
like,
no dramatic pause. It was straight laughter after he hit.
Maybe
he
you should go
laughing.
Over and see if he needs a little restart of the heart or a Heimlich or a CPR or something.
Three right lanes blocked there as crews work that injury crash.
There she goes.
She started laughing immediately.
Back to Highway 166.
She's literally crying right now.
Wendy does have like teenage boy humor though, because when y'all are watching those stupid videos where kids on skateboards
and stuff.
hit their private parts with stuff.
Ball in the face.
She thinks that's hilarious. Yes.
Well, because I can only see Bert's head right now from where I'm sitting on my computer, so all of a sudden you just don't see Johnny O. Here's a big thud.
Well, the good news, Bert, that what you can be reassured by is if you're ever in the studio alone with Wendy, and your heart stops and you fall to your death under the board, that when one of us comes in, we will be alerted to your dire situation by Wendy's tears of laughter.
Q100. Here's Wendy.
Oh, that's me.
Good luck with that.
You couldn't clear out some spots before this.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.